After 7 years, the trial for the 2015 high-speed train crash in France that killed 11 people has begun. French state rail operator SNCF, staff members including the train driver, and a subsidiary company are facing charges related to the accident. The tragedy occurred on November 14, 2015, during a final test run on a new high-speed line. Dozens of SNCF staff and their families were on board the TGV train, which derailed while taking a curve at an excessive speed of 265 kilometers per hour, significantly exceeding the permitted limit of 176 kilometers per hour. The festive occasion turned into a disaster as the train plunged into a canal near Strasbourg, leaving 11 dead and 42 injured, with 20 sustaining serious injuries. The trial, expected to last until May 16, will determine responsibility for the crash. SNCF and its subsidiaries face fines for safety violations, while the train driver and an engineer risk imprisonment for negligence. The accident, which occurred just a day after the Paris terror attacks, was overshadowed by the larger tragedy for many. However, the victims' families hope this trial will bring them closure and accountability. While the train driver claims to have followed instructions, investigators identified failures within SNCF and subcontractor Systra, including neglecting safety concerns and exceeding speed limits during the test run. Systra, however, denies any wrongdoing, stating they were not in charge of operating the train. The trial aims to shed light on the causes of the accident and ensure such a tragedy never occurs again. iturbonews.com